Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. You've got big plans ahead. Protect your adventures for the next 365 days with an all-trips annual travel insurance plan. Learn more and get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Abortions will soon be outlawed in Arizona, except in cases where a pregnant patient's life is at risk. Ben Giles from member station KJZZ reports the state Supreme Court has ruled the state should follow a restrictive abortion law dating back to the 1860s.
Since December 2022, Arizona doctors have been allowed to provide abortions up to 15 weeks into a pregnancy, based on a lower court's interpretation of state laws. But in a divided 4-2 ruling, the state Supreme Court now says Arizona should follow an older law that bans abortions in almost all cases. It makes no exceptions for rape or incest and makes performing an abortion punishable by 2 to 5 years in prison. Abortion advocates are decrying the decision, and an effort is already underway to put a measure on 2024 ballots that would enshrine abortion rights in the state constitution. For NPR News, I'm Ben Giles in Phoenix.
Family members of some of those being held hostage in Gaza were at the White House today, where they met with Vice President Kamala Harris. The family members calling for an end to the violence there and a return of their loved ones. Rachel Goldberg's son, Hirsch Goldberg, Poland, a dual American-Israeli citizen, was among those seized at a music festival on October 7th.
One of the things we talked about is that there is a possibility of holding two truths. You can believe, as we do, that it is horrible that innocent civilians in Gaza are suffering. And at the same time, you can also know that it is horrible and against international law for hostages to be held against their will.
Hostage families, however, said absent a deal to free the hostages, the war in Gaza will not end. The administration has been pushing for that and for a ceasefire. New data out today provides the most detailed look yet at what is becoming an exodus of local voting administrators. Facing an environment of threats and harassment, election officials are leaving their jobs at a higher rate than any point in the past two decades. Here's NPR's Miles Parks.
The new report from researchers at UCLA and the Bipartisan Policy Center confirms something experts have warned about since misinformation about the 2020 election went rampant. Voting officials are leaving their jobs en masse. The report found that the turnover rate of county election officials in 2022 was almost 40%. But the report also provided some good news about the replacements, says Rachel Ori of the Bipartisan Policy Center.
These folks have experience, maybe not as a chief election official, but potentially as a deputy or working in the office. So they know what it's like to run an election.
The researchers found that people replacing the officials who have left have, on average, 8 years of experience working in elections. Miles Parks, NPR News.
Stocks had another relatively lackluster session, closing mixed today ahead of a key inflation report due out tomorrow. The Dow was down 9 points. The Nasdaq closed up 52 points today. You're listening to NPR. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene is escalating her criticism of House Speaker Mike Johnson and threatening to oust him. It's just the latest example of dysfunction in the GOP House, which has seen right-wing lawmakers oust speakers in the past. The threat comes as lawmakers return to work following a two-week recess. Johnson has had to work with Democrats to pass major legislation, angering hard-right lawmakers like Greene. The threat to hold a vote to remove him could bring work in the House to another halt. Common problems in life can apparently keep women from getting screened for breast cancer as recommended. New research from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finds those reasons can include factors like social isolation and food insecurity. More from NPR's Yuki Noguchi.
Nationally, the mammography screening rate for women aged 50 to 74 is over 75%. But that rate drops over 10 percentage points to 65% when it comes to women facing three or more health or socioeconomic challenges. Those might include anything from lacking transportation to a recent loss of income or a sense of isolation. Mammograms are considered critical for early detection of breast cancer. Barriers to screening, in turn, also explain why the disease disproportionately kills more women with lower socioeconomic status. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
Nobel Prize-winning physicist Peter Higgs has died. Higgs proposed the existence of the so-called Higgs boson particle in 1964. It would be almost 50 years until the particle's existence could be confirmed at the Large Hadron Collider. Peter Higgs was 94 years old. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Greenlight. Want to teach your kids financial literacy? With Greenlight, kids and teens use a debit card of their own, while parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and savings in the app. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/NPR.